Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Wine at 40,000 Feet. It's been quite a long time since we've done a podcast, but I'm here with my good friend Christy Coop Cooper. How many other names do you have?
Cece, Coopy Boopy, Coop. Winnie Cooper.
Ooh, Winnie Cooper.
The list goes on.
The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, on and on.
So we are podcasting from Orlando. We have 24 hours
sunny
here.
Orlando? Is that a saying? Is it actually called
hopefully
sunny
it is
Orlando?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully. So we can get some rays.
Yeah, we got in this evening, so we've been went up for dinner, we went shopping for till all the stores closed.
We shut them down, they kicked us out.
Pretty much.
They were counting their money.
Here, like, ding, ding, ding. I think it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked over to Walgreens to check out the extensive wine selection.
Mm-hmm. Slim pickings this evening.
Very slim pickings. So we decided on a Cabernet Sauvignon from Josh Sellers. It's
okay.
It's not too bad. I mean, beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
Right. And it's, what is it, Californian?
Yes.
So, keeping it in America.
America. And it's Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yes,
here.
It is.
So we had to shop tonight because nothing will be open tomorrow before we leave.
Nope.
So we're going to hang out by the pool. Hopefully the sun will be out. And get some vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chris James would say, his dad would say, some vitamin D.
Ooh, vitamin D.
Because he's fancy like that.
Sounds fancy. What's up?
What have you been up to lately?
Me? Well, I haven't seen you for a while, till this pairing.
No, we were supposed to work together.
Oh, right.
In September.
Was it September?
End of September.
Somebody was not feeling well, and I was bummed.
I'm sorry.
Because I was looking forward to it.
I was too, and then, you know.
It's okay. You're making up for it now.
Can't plan the sickness, you know.
Can't plan it. No. So I guess work, you know, as always, that's there. Got a dude now, a little man in my life. It's kind of exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a year in January already, just coming up. It's December, end of December almost. So, whew, it's kind of crazy.
Last time I saw you was at the airport. I was done work, you were checking in for work a few months ago. That's when I heard all about Matthew.
I spilled my beans about the Matthew.
It was summer. It was the summertime because you were going to be going to Vegas.
Oh, that was before I went away. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on a trip to Vegas. Went to a festival, music festival, punk rock bowling. That was a big Vegas.
So that's music and bowling and...
Yeah, you can... have a bowling team. However, we did not, because then you're committed to bowl the whole time you're there.
Yeah.
And we are more there for the music and the show. There's lots of shows. Daytime shows, nighttime shows, and you do it over and over for 5 days. It's quite a bit.
That's a
It's a lot. It is. It's a lot.
Especially summertime in Vegas. It's like July.
It was in May.
Oh, May.
So it wasn't too bad.
Too hot.
No, it wasn't too hot. It was actually cool in the evenings, which was surprised me.
Like tonight.
I think it was like, yeah, it was kind of like this. A little bit warmer. I don't know what it was in Fahrenheit or Celsius for that matter.
Who cares? You probably had the liquor running through the veins anyway.
No jacket, though.
No?
Maybe a tank top. Some jeans. Yes, liquor running through the veins. And lots of tacos, and I don't know what
tequila?
Else to eat
when you're...
Yeah, maybe some tequila. Who knows? It was fun, though. It was a good trip. Lots of good friends, came from all over. Good times.
Well, last time we partied together was...
Oh, yeah.
Was at Mo and Dan's wedding reception.
That was a blast.
Christy, Coop, and I were... We're keeping that party alive.
Dancing machines.
Kept the...
We cut a rug all night long.
Cider was a-flowing.
Oh, yeah.
It was on tap at the Irish Community Center.
Yeah. What a fun little spot.
It was.
Such a...
intimate.
I had no idea that was even there.
Me either. But I don't know.
Yeah, anything. It was intimate. It was like her family put on such a nice spread for everybody. I was overwhelmed.
The band was amazing.
The band was great. Like, that was just a fun little wedding. I loved it.
Yeah, we just...
That's all you need.
Let her rip. It's
perfect.
Yeah. You were hitting on the band members.
Well, I was single at the time.
Yeah, you were. She was single at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I was single at the time. And, you know...
Nothing ever came of that, though, I suppose.
No. Clearly not.
Clearly not.
I probably went home with who I came with that night.
And it wasn't one of the band members.
It wasn't one of the band members.
Some just of my friends. Make that clear.
Yeah. No. They probably noticed I was dancing my face off and enjoying the cider so much.
It was really good.
No, it was fun. It was super fun. It was nice to see them celebrate with their friends and family and be there to, take part. And, yeah, it was a good time.
It totally was.
They should do it again. No.
Well, you should get married and then...
Oh, right, yes.
Can cut a rug at your wedding.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
No pressure, Matt.
The day could come. Yeah, no pressure, Matthew.
If you ever listen to this... Day. Was it princess cut or cushion cut?
Oh, yes. I'm not very familiar with all these fancy names and styles and cuts for diamonds because I'm not really that fancy, I guess.
Just get some real purdy.
Yeah, real purdy. Who needs a ring? Just tie a string around the finger.
Well, I just read an article. No. They're saying now that we shouldn't be spending as much money on engagement rings anymore. We're going over the top.
I feel like
it's true.
I think so.
Because, you know, back in the day, like, when our parents got married, they got, like, the little ring,
mm-hmm.
right? And then maybe, like, 25 years after they were married, then they got the upgrade.
Yeah.
Right? If they were still together.
Yeah.
But now, like,
it's cool.
All out. I won't need an upgrade.
Look at your ring. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Way to go, James.
But, yeah, I won't want an upgrade later.
Well, you never know.
I don't think so.
Let's not say.
It's only been 8 years. But.
Yeah, so maybe in another eight.
No, it's too late for math. We've been up since...
No, yeah, we don't.
Oh, man, we started this morning in Victoria, and we were up at 3.30.
3.30 a.m.
Check-in for 4:20.
Yeah.
And we've been on our feet literally all day besides dinner.
It's been a long time.
Dinner tonight. We went to this barbecue place.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah, I'm not like a rib expert by any means.
No.
Like connoisseur. So it was food and I was hungry.
Yeah.
And whatever.
It filled the
void.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we're tired, so our brains are not running on...
We're a little turtle mode right now.
One funny thing that did happen on the airplane today. So, on longer flights, so we did Calgary to Orlando. You're allowed to have a controlled rest. So one of our flight attendants was taking a controlled rest in the back galley with the curtain closed. So I had to go back there to grab something for a guest. So I snuck in underneath the curtain, got what I needed, snuck back out through the curtain. But when I snuck back out, my face was in some man's crotch because the laboratories are right by the curtain. So, you know,
surprise.
That's not at all embarrassing. Oh, well,
new
it's your lucky day. Oh, nothing. Yeah. So, that happened. So, Christy thought that was pretty funny.
Tear. I think it's still hilarious.
I don't really think he realized what was happening, though.
No, probably not.
So, this girl comes out from underneath the curtain. Yeah. My mouth was not open.
Oh, phew.
James, my mouth was not open.
Oh, I wish I could have been there.
Oh, gosh.
Now I'm just giddy because I'm so tired. But it's all good. Yeah. What else happened today?
Well,
quite a bit. I mean, it's been a long day.
I don't know, but my feet are really sore from all that walking.
And you're still wearing your shoes. I put my slippers on. I bring slippers on the road because, you know, I just want to be comfy. Living in hotel rooms is hard sometimes.
It is.
And I just want to feel like I'm at home. So I bring my slippers on the road.
This is what I want to talk about, speaking of hotels. So I was having, like, PTSD this morning from the hotel in Victoria. Because last time I was there, I was, like, again, super early morning. I have a shower. Take the towel from the rack. Look at it. There's hair on it.
Oh, no.
Which is the worst, right?
It is the worst.
So I chuck the towel in the bathtub, grab the other towel, look at it. It's even worse.
Really?
So I chuck that in the bathtub. So I end up drying myself off with a hand towel. That was the only...
Which is half the size, actually, of those towels in Victoria.
They're small.
So when I go to the shower today, that towel size went through my mind as I picked it up and was like...
That's it?
This barely wraps around me. Yeah. I think they're made for
very small.
Midgets. Perhaps.
I think they're called little people.
Oh, right.
Speaking of which...
Correct me, please.
Emilia saw a little person.
Oh.
I don't know where we were. At a store. She's like, Mom! She's like hitting me. Mom! Look! Like, looked up. Anyway, not at all embarrassing, but...
Did she ask questions, like, about this person? The sweet person?
Not really. This,
no?
She just... I think she must know. I don't know.
I mean,
she
adult really looking in a small body, right?
Yeah.
She
realized that it was different, but...
Yeah. Obviously, if she got...
Yeah.
She was like, Mom,
I don't know where we were. Maybe. Anyway... but also going back to the whole Victoria thing, that same morning, this is actually not funny, but funny. So we all get down to the shuttle and it's like time to leave and we're waiting for another person that we don't know. Like we've never met this person, a flight attendant joining us. She's the extra flight attendant.
Were we waiting for her?
No, this is,
oh,
this is the towel day.
Okay.
So anyway, so... They call her room, whatever. She slept through her alarm. So we're kind of waiting for her. And we're like, we gotta go. Like, that's on her, right? She's not...
Yeah.
Anyway, so we finally pull out of the parking lot. And she's now come downstairs. And she's literally running after the van with all of her bags.
Oh, my God. Down the road?
Yeah. We're like, oh.
Did you see her?
Yeah, we saw her. Oh, well, she had to take a cab. She actually beat us to the airport, so...
Oh, somehow. Crazy. I thought you were talking about today. I was...
No, not
you
today.
You lost me there for a minute. Sorry.
So, oh, sorry.
I thought the towel thing was today, and then... I was like, who are we waiting for today? This is how tired my brain is.
No, not today.
Okay.
Last time
okay.
I was there. Yeah, so I was having PTSD this morning, but luckily there was no hair on my towel. Oh. But I, like, picked it up, and I was like, phew... It's actually clean this time. That was so gross.
Yeah.
Like that one...
That's awful when it happens.
Like, it was like last year. So now we're going to get into a tangent about how gross hotels are.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Last year in Edmonton, one of our hotels, it was like, again, super early in the morning. And I always use the bar soap in the shower. So I like had put a bar of soap in the shower, but there was like two holders.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, half asleep, go to grab the bar of soap, and I realize it is not my bar of soap.
Oh, no.
It was, like, a used one that was just sitting in...
Oh, no.
And I was, like, ah! Like, again, threw it down. So I was telling our friends Ryan and Tara about it, and Ryan's, like, well, that's what you get for using a bar of soap from a hotel in the shower.
Yeah, usually it's a fresh bar of soap
oh,
from the
God,
box
it was so gross.
Or a baggie or whatever they come in.
One of these things, anything gross happen to you? In all the years that you,
this well, yeah, like the hair recently. On the towels happened. That's happened. That's, and then you're kind of like, ugh.
It's so gross.
Or
someone else's hair.
Never a bar of soap out. Like, that's never happened. I'm trying to, it's, well, I need like, yeah, I don't know. Once I had mold in my shower, like black mold in my shower, and I refused. I took pictures of it, and I actually wrote it up and sent it in.
And did anything happen?
And I'm like, this is not good for my health.
Well, it's not.
I know. I think they thanked me for writing it up. I mean, what are they going to do? Like, call the hotel, let them know. Maybe they'll put some bleach on that. I don't know. How do you...
That's gross.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Because, you know, in some of the older hotels, they have still, like, the tile with the ceramic shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuck into that. It was moldy underneath of it. But if you were to clean...
Yeah.
In the tub, you would see it.
But how many times do you go into your hotel room and you're like, there's no way that you actually clean this room properly.
Yeah.
There's still hair. Like, it's the hair. The hair that gets me is so gross. Like,
the hair's hard to get rid of, though. Like,
but the, in
the, like, tactile.
I guess, but in Charlottetown, I opened up the shower curtain and there was, like, a big hair hanging
on
the wall of the shower. Like, as if you didn't
see
that.
You can see that, yeah.
That's
but, like, if you see a couple on the floor, you're like,
yeah, I get that. It's gross, but...
It is gross.
But really, you could drive yourself crazy, like, thinking about how, like well, we were just talking tonight. I was cleaning... We're drinking wine out of, like, glasses, not wine glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And I was... I don't know if anybody saw this article, but a few, like, really high-end hotels in, as like, China or Japan, and they were caught... cleaning the glasses that you drank from with the toilet brush. Like, that is... I don't even understand how a human being could think that that's, like...
Yeah, how is that okay?
That is...
It's not okay.
You could get so sick.
Yeah.
From, like...
And it's just,
you're basically
it doesn't make sense.
Feces.
Do you do that at your own home? Like, it just...
Like, why would you even think...
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't even... anyway, so...
Maybe they're just miserable people who are like...
So, like I
would don't know.
Fire their ass so hard.
As they should be fired.
So, anyway, like...
Banned from hotels for life. No job for you.
I wash these glasses in soapy water.
Sherry washed them.
I refuse to...
Thoroughly for us, even though they came in a plastic bag.
You can't trust them.
You just... No. It's probably the same plastic bag they were in. Let's be honest.
Maybe that's the plastic bag that was over the shower... Over the toilet brush.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know. It's gross.
Anyway.
But
you can't think about every little thing like this when we live on the road, because I would never want to go to work. Right? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's people who are like,
there
I
are
could never do your job because, this and this.
Germs and...
Yeah,
but there's a few flight attendants that we have that are pretty neurotic about the hotel.
And I'm like, well, maybe this job isn't for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to find a new career.
Like, I even saw going through security to the U.S. like a few years ago, and this lady's kind of neurotic flight attendant. She was wearing like a shower cap or something like over her feet, because you have to take your shoes off, right, if they beep. So she put all her stuff in the bins and to go through the scanner, and she put, like, little booties on her feet.
That she pulled out of her bag or something? Where did they come from?
Out of her bag.
Oh. Like little hospital booties?
Yeah, kind of.
Like when you...
And I was like, oh, aren't you prepared? Were you in the Girl Guides?
Scouts on her.
But she's also she's also the same person that I was closing the main cabin door, and all of a sudden she's like, and I was like, my heart stopped. I'm like, oh, I thought something terrible had just happened, or I was going to do something terrible. So I turned around and I was like, what? And she's like, we have this position sheet. Well, we don't anymore, but it was, you fill the position, whoever's in charge, to give to the customer service agent, and I had forgotten to give it to them.
Oh, my.
And she was like, the sheet!
That's
and I was like,
panic.
And I was like, don't you ever do that to me again, you understand? I'm like, I thought something terrible happened. That is not important. They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. Exactly. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's intense.
How many days
with this one?
I've worked with her a few times. She's intense. like super. I'll tell you.
You could tell me who it is after. Yeah. No names need to be revealed.
Super nice. Just
yeah.
High strung.
There's a few of them.
Yeah.
Maybe we are too to some people.
Oh, I'm definitely high strung. at home.
At home. Not at work.
Not so much at work.
No.
Remember I told you what James told me I needed to relax a little more?
Yeah.
Right, James?
Well.
High tension?
Whatever works.
I go to work to relax.
Yeah. It's your getaway.
It is my getaway.
A lot of parents are like that. It's the getaway.
Or there's the parents who are like, I can't believe you do multi-days. Don't you like your kids? Well... Like, basically tell you that you're a bad parent because you choose to leave for, like, 2-3 days at a time. 4 days.
Everybody's different. Whatever works for you.
Like, maybe you'd be a better mother if you left. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't want to be part of your one-day club, okay?
Mm-mm.
I don't. So.
No.
Get off your high horse.
It's not for everybody. You can have your one-day club. But don't get mad at me if I pick up one of your one-days, okay?
Oh, how'd you get this? Are you part of the club?
Clearly not. Am I on your email list?
Oh, yes. The Facebook list, the text message list.
So many lists.
I'm struggling with the social media outlets right now with work stuff, as we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, there may be too many of those.
Too many. I just can't keep up.
I try not to be a part of many.
For me either. I can't. It's just the anxiety is.
Yeah, I don't really want to, and I don't really care.
I just really want to go home.
To be honest,
I want to go to work.
Yeah,
I want to go home.
And then I want to go home, and
I don't.
My life at home, away from work.
Totally.
Because
you like, you're really into going out to concerts and.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a family at home. It's just me. And Matthew, sometimes. Well, you know, he's around a lot. And
he pretty much lives there.
Pretty much is there every day. I'm there. and we're very social, I guess, especially, obviously, on weekends when, you know, he's off work, too. And my friends are, a lot of my friends that are Monday to Friday. So we do, even if it's just like, hey, let's meet on a Friday or Saturday for a few hours, go for some dinner, a couple drinks, catch up. See what's going on. It's good. And yeah, when there's shows that we want to see, then we plan for those. Summertime's camping time. Winter is snowboarding, skiing time. So,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Speaking of snowboarding time. Mm-hmm. How did you meet Matthew again?
Well, we did not meet snowboarding.
No, but it just plays into the story.
But we. Did meet on a social media site.
Correct.
My first time ever.
Well, how soon really meet people anymore?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I certainly don't know.
But. And that's how I was for a couple years. I was like, I don't know how to meet people anymore. I tried. I would maybe try at a bar.
Or the band members.
Other band members, like, hey, baby, like, what are you doing after the show?
It's 3 a.m., but, you know, obviously. I'm primed.
Bad timing. That's why I was single for 2 more years. yeah, so I tried, and I talked to a few people. I dated one guy, actually, for a few months. And it was slow going there for a while. And at this point in my life, I'm like, this is nice. But there was no real connection. And then I started talking to Matthew. And so I kind of was talking or hanging out with two at the same time.
Oh.
So Matthew and I had our first date. I finished a pairing, a 4-day. I was exhausted. But I was like, I need to do this. I have to put myself out there. I'm just doing it. I probably look like crap. I smell like aircraft. I'm like, I don't care.
Like her, you know?
I know. So, yeah, I went and I met him. It was like 7:30 at night, and we met near the airport at a bar there, or like at the rec center, or the rec room. Have you been there?
No, but I've heard really good things about it.
It's a really neat place, actually, because it's a restaurant / bar. Entertainment, there's video games you can play, you get like a card and you can, you know, go through that. So that was interactive, so that was part of our date. And then there was karaoke upstairs, so we went watch that. And
did you,
it was a sing karaoke? No, I did not sing. However, I do love karaoke.
I do too.
Oh my
god. Yeah, we talked about this because we did. Yeah, we never did it.
No, put it on the list.
Yeah. I love karaoke. I can't
Me too.
Sing.
Heh,
but I just like, I like watching people get up there.
It's so fun.
It's so fun.
I love singing. Yeah, I love singing. So anyway, got the first date over with, and I was like, oh, that was really fun. Oh, he's really entertaining and made me laugh a lot, and I like
and
that.
And that's, yeah, totally. Yeah. Super important.
And he was pretty persistent too, like right away he was like, so when are we gonna go out again? I'm like, whoa. Okay.
I got two on the go.
Calm down, I got another one on the side. I'm dating another guy right now. No. But yeah, and then obviously a couple more dates, and then I was like, no, Matthew is more for me. So, yeah. And one of our earlier on dates was a trip to Castle Mountain to go snowboarding.
Oh, really?
Because we both enjoy it so much, and he was super excited to have met a girl that wants to go snowboarding, and I was like, perfect. And so we go, and this is funny, actually, so... We go and we're there, and I was kind of nervous. And I mean, I've been snowboarding for like 20 years of my life, but still, it's like new person.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't want to, like, if they're crappy, then that sucks. You don't have to wait for them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was feeling the same way. And I'm like, well, what if he's like super fast and super good and I can't keep up? And I'm like,
a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And it's at a mountain that I don't really ride very often, but he used to work and live there, like when he was younger, in his 20s. So he knew it really well. But however, I had, like, confidence in him that he would show me, you know, decent ways to go. Oh, no. We go up, like, the very top chair, and it's, like, earlier season still. Well, not earlier season. I guess it's probably now February. End of January, February. And, but there's lots of stumps and, like, just weird objects that you can run into. And it was super steep the first run down, and my legs, I hadn't really got my legs yet.
We
didn't even do like a stack burger yet. Yeah, so I was like, oh, Jesus. But it represented, and at one point I like just went flying by him, and he was like, whoa.
This girl's awesome.
And he was like, you were right behind me. I'm like, yeah. And then I passed you. Like, it was just really funny. And then after that, we were like, okay, this is going to be awesome. What a great day. It was a good time.
Where is Castlegar?
It's Castle Mountain. It's
okay.
Just Pincher Creek. Kind of like, so if you go like Black Diamond,
oh, okay,
out that way.
I didn't realize there was a mountain that way.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere, really. But it's a really good mountain to go to because it's not super busy. It's not like when you go to the Bow Valley, like when you go to Sunshine or Lake Louise,
it's
not
busy.
Yeah, they're packed.
I haven't skied in years.
No, are you gonna put the girls on skis?
We every year we're like, hey, we're gonna go skiing, and then
you should.
I know they're old. They're definitely both old enough now.
Yeah, it's such a fun like family day out, like just in the winter, like to get outside. And
I just think that Hallie will get really frustrated, and like,
well, she probably will at first.
Pull in like a Happy Gilmore and like throw her skis or something. Like, ew! Like just toss her skis, and then it'll be like this whole big thing, and I'll be like, Hallie, stop.
You're going to the daycare, kid.
Yeah, totally. So, I don't know.
I think it's... I don't know. I didn't grow up in a family skiing.
Well, I didn't either.
So, but a lot of my friends now with younger kids have put them on skis right away as soon as they get, like, 2 years old.
Yeah, which is...
But they just get used to it, and it's, like, their normal thing. They're like, oh, we're going skiing, okay. It's like, oh, we're going biking, or, oh, we're going walking, or hiking, or to the park, or whatever you do. Swimming.
Maybe this winter we'll give it a try.
There's always tubing.
I love tubing.
That's fun.
Tubing
last year was super fun.
Awesome. Even at COP it's fun.
Have you been to that? Not at COP, no. I went to the one at Norquay event.
Yeah, James has been there with Amelia, but I haven't been there. But the one at COP is fun.
Is there a bunch of
ladies? Yeah, there's. They added more last year. I think there's seven.
Yeah, I've only been up there recently in the last couple of years with my friends and their little ones to go up the little magic carpet. And I was just on, like...
You guys should give it a try. It's fun.
Yeah, maybe. One night.
It's not cheap, but it's fun.
I don't know if Matthew would even go for that. He'd be like, why would I go bomb down in a... at COP when I could be on a snowboard?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, there's my Matthew voice again. Yeah. Sorry, Matthew. Do I actually talk like that?
Yeah, of course you do.
Why else would I be talking like this?
That's my Matthew voice.
I don't have a voice for James.
You don't?
No.
Oh, you should get one. James, she needs a James voice.
I don't
really?
No.
Okay.
Was I telling you how the flight attendant thought I was Asian?
What?
Okay. So James just trained this new girl, and then right after he trained her, I worked with her. So I basically trained her on the airplane. So anyway, she's super great. When we're a couple days into the pairing, we actually had an overnight here in Orlando, and she's like, you know, I thought you were going to be Asian. And I was looking at her and I was like, nope, super white. And she's like, I'm like, why? She's like, well, you know how James has all those tattoos? And I was like, yeah, like, and they are a lot of like Japanese art. Have you seen them yet in the video?
No.
The first aid video? Where he's, like, unconscious.
No.
Non-breathing. He's, like, a heart attack patient. You haven't...
Is this a new video? No.
Anyway.
I didn't recognize him.
Okay, so he has all these tattoos, but you can't see them when he has, like, a shirt on or whatever. So.
Yeah.
But because they're all, like, a lot of Japanese art, she just thought, well, maybe...
Must be really
I'm Asian.
Yeah.
That, and I influenced him to... Like, his tattoos represent his wife or something. So I was laughing, and I was like, that's a new one. Haven't heard that one yet. So then she was talking to one of her friends from the training class, and she's like, oh, I'm working with James's wife, and she's super nice, whatever. And then her friend was like, oh, well, is she Asian? She's like, nope, she's super white. It was really funny. I'm like...
That is funny. And
just, you know, how people can look, you just assume...
Yeah, they make all these assumptions that you're this person in their mind.
Yeah. You always have this image, right, of somebody you haven't met yet. And, you know, sometimes they're very different than what you imagine. Clearly, I was very different.
Very different. Surprise!
Yeah. It's funny, because she's Asian. She's half Chinese, half Vietnamese. So it's just she just thought... Maybe because she's Asian. I don't know. But, so.
Interesting.
I'm no Asian. Yeah. So, you didn't see that video, but I didn't know he did the video. Oh. So, I went to work. And, like, at first, it was a girl. Like, the first person told me it was a girl. It's just like, wow, James has a lot of tattoos. And I was like, well, how do you know?
Excuse me.
So I was like, what? How do you know? She's like, oh, the video. And I was like, what video? So, of course, I had to watch it. So, but I often, like, someone just, I think on this pairing, told me.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't.
That, wow, James has a lot of tattoos.
When was this year?
He did it.
Video?
Yeah.
Like before February?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't remember.
When was this February?
James, when was the video?
Please.
Please call Christy.
Tell me. Fill me in. That's how much I pay attention. No, I'm just kidding. I mean,
yeah, it's annual is so much fun.
Yes.
It's my favorite time of the year.
So much fun. So stressful.
So speaking of favorite times of the year, so for us, November 20th is like Christmas Day, because that's the day we get our schedules for December.
Which was yesterday.
So, yeah. Not too shabby. Not you know,
they're never awesome.
They're never, yeah, they're never 100%.
I've got Reserve, which I don't usually hold.
Yeah, me either, which I have it as well.
I did get my days off, though, which are over Christmas. Very happy about that.
Yeah.
So I can fly to Ontario, where I grew up, to see my family.
And your birthday's on
Christmas Eve. So I always like to have my birthday off, too.
Were you born in the evening, or in the morning, or in the afternoon?
Let's call my mom. Can I call a mom? I feel like...
Can I phone a friend?
I feel like it was earlier in the day. I can't remember.
But I assume she was probably in hospital still on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Back then, right? They always stayed for a couple days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. In the 70s.
Yeah. And now I'm like, get me out of here. Like, less than 24 hours, I'm like,
see ya.
We're good? Get me out. I want to go home.
Why not? If you and the babe's good.
It's so funny, though, because when I had Amelia, I was like, hey, I want to go home, like... And, but as soon as you say that you're leaving, it's like, okay, so when's your husband going to be back? Is he going to be here soon? So they want it, like, once you say you want out, like, they want you gone.
They're like, oh.
Especially because I had a private room, so those are hard to come by, right? So mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, you want to leave? Someone else wants this room, like, so when's he, TikTok lady,
there's a
when is he going
to, waiting.
When is he going to get here? Life. Yeah, basically. It was kind of awkward. Crazy. It was like,
oh, sorry, I said that.
In the hallway, or... Yeah.
Crazy. I have no idea.
Yeah, so your mom was probably in there for like 2-3 days.
Yeah, she must have... Yeah, I'm assuming she was in there for a few days. Over Christmas.
Yeah. I don't have any idea. Best Christmas present, though, right?
Of course.
Obviously.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think she was happy you weren't born on Christmas Day?
I don't know.
My niece was born on Christmas Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How old is your niece now?
She will be 11, I think. Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, she'll be 11.
Oh, okay.
She just won Kids Food Nation for a recipe.
What?
Yeah, it's our President's Choice contest, and she won for
the child
from Nova Scotia.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's on, like, Global News in Halifax, and I think CTV. She's a very well-spoken 10-year-old.
She must. Well, and that's a huge accomplishment, too.
She's 10.
When you're 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Anyway, no big deal.
What I was going to say, back to the Christmas babies, yes. I actually dated a guy, two guys.
Two?
One. Not at the same time.
Well, I don't know.
Over the years. I dated a guy years ago who had the same birthday as me, which was really funny when we found that out.
Yeah.
Like, after we met and stuff. We started talking about that. And then later on, I dated another guy whose birthday is Christmas Day. I'm like, what's with me and the Christmas dudes?
Like, where are they coming from? What are the chances?
I don't know, my birthday was so fun. Yeah. It's so bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Like, where am I meeting these people?
You're like, no way, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same day and the next day. Well, yeah. James and I were born in the same month.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Not the same year.
Not the same year. double back to the Asian comment. I just thought of something today. The other day we were at Costco. Did I tell you the story? So Hatley's in the cart at the till.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this Asian lady behind us, and then she says to us, points at Hatley and says, "Oh, she looks just like my granddaughter." And we're like, sure. The blonde hair, blue eyed child looks just like your Asian grandchild. Or mixed. We don't know.
No, we don't know.
But it was just a funny comment.
It is funny.
And also, Costco, no joke. People don't believe the story, but it's true. I was at the liquor store because I'm classy like that. I don't know if I told the story.
A really good place to buy your liquor.
It is.
For me.
Trying to save money.
Always.
Right? So...
It's hard times.
I probably was tired, like I usually am. Mm-hmm. And the lady at the till working there legit asked me if those kids, my kids, if I was their grandmother. No.
What?
I looked at her and I said, do I look that bad today?
Did you say that?
Yes.
Oh my God. I can't believe that.
And I was like, no, they're my children. She's like, no, well, yeah, what? How do you come back from that? You can't. You can't come back from that comment.
What were you wearing? Let's talk about that.
I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe it was your outfit and it threw her off.
I don't think I dressed like a grandma.
I don't think you do either, but I don't know.
So anyway, but people don't believe that story, but it's a true story.
That's a pretty funny story. Were you just... Yeah, anyway. People see
things
people
you can't make up.
Yeah, no, I mean, people think all kinds of crazy stuff.
But what...
Yeah, that's...
I'm in my 30s.
And we're close to, like, even 50. Like, or 40.
I am only 40.
Over here.
But, yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
True story. Like, pardon me? This is going to be free now.
Yeah.
You're going to take one of those. Pain and suffering.
Grandma needs a drink.
Mama needs a drink. That's a book now.
Oh, yeah.
Kids book.
I know. I think it's great. I think it's a fun book.
However.
Yeah. However. Is it appropriate?
No.
Do you read that to your kids or do you just keep it to yourself?
I would read it to, like, story time with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
And you just laugh about it. Like, yeah, you're right. I do need a drink in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's more what I think it's for.
Yeah.
Not to read for children.
I still want to get my hands on it.
When I was younger, my mom used to read me this book about drinking all the time when I would do things.
Is this why I'm an alcoholic?
I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's fun. And then I'm like, is this something like you read to your children? Probably not.
No, I wouldn't read it to my kids. I would just read it to myself.
Yeah.
And laugh about
like
it.
Like maybe something you and your husband could share.
Yeah.
Or like you and your girlfriends.
Like if James bought me that book, I would think it's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
James, if you buy me that book, I'll think it's hilarious.
So I'm going to buy it for one of my girlfriends who has like two little ones.
It's like Amazon. I think it's like $20 or something.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just money, right? We're rolling in it.
For laughs. It's worth it. For some shits and giggles, as they say.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
S&Gs.
S&Gs.
Oh. Yeah. Well, do you want to play our game?
Okay. Yeah. Let's try this game.
So we're going to play a new game.
Not very good at these games.
It's not a new game.
No.
But it's new to the podcast.
Okay.
Because you guys know I like to play a little game here and there. So we're going to play a little game of Never Ever Have I. Oh, I guess we better fill our wine glasses.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
This delicious.
Mmm. I just sucked it right back.
It's so dry.
Yeah,
but also so because dry. We probably have not drank enough water today.
We probably are dehydrated.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's why.
Okay. Glasses are full. You want to go first?
Sure. Okay, I have a few here. I'm trying to... Some are work-related. Most are work-related. Because they were just the easiest, I think. I feel. Okay, never ever have I lied to a fellow crew member about how I'm spending my day to avoid hanging out with them outside of work.
Oh, wait. We've all done that. I'm sure I'm going to drink that.
Do I do two or just you? Because I'm saying it. Oh, yeah.
No, you drink two.
Oh, sure. I have played this game, but it's been a while.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played it, to be honest.
Oh.
Have a drink of my cherry Coke because that wine is super dry. Okay.
Water.
Never ever have I thought that a cardboard box laying in the road was a dead deer.
How big is the box?
And when James and I were driving down Nose Hill Drive, this is like years ago before I had glasses.
Oh.
And I was like, watch out! Like, legit. There's a dead deer in the road, watch out. And he's like, what? I'm like, can't you see that carcass in the road? He's like, that's a cardboard box. I'm like, as I got closer, I was like,
oh my god.
Yep. Sure.
There it is. The cardboard.
So I'll drink to that.
Box deer.
Because that's a true story.
Yeah, no, that's never happened to me.
I wear glasses most of the time now, especially when I drive.
I'm happy that you do.
Yes.
That means that we're all safer on the roads.
True story.
Including yourself.
True story.
Oh my god. That's pretty funny. Never ever have I parked in an expecting baby.
Expecting
baby. Yes.
Whoa.
Expecting
your baby's
mother.
Expecting what?
To pop out. Expecting mother/or family spot.
Well, obviously I have because I've been pregnant.
Oh, when I'm not.
Oh.
Ever with a family or have never been pregnant.
No, I never have done that. Okay. So you have? Test
as you want.
Coop.
Oh, yeah. And I was called out on it, too.
You'd be like, you don't know me. I'm just showing towards
you don't know where my baby is. I'm picking them up, valet. You don't know anything.
Yeah. Stop judging me.
It was at IKEA, actually.
Judgerson. At IKEA?
It was at IKEA.
I didn't know your girlfriend there.
Ran in for something. Maybe a return. I don't know.
Was she pregnant?
No. Cool. No. The parking lot was pretty much empty.
Oh.
We're like, oh, we'll just pull in here.
Yeah.
And then, legit, we come out. I don't even think we were in there like half an hour. And we come out, and we go to get in the car. And this man's like, you shouldn't be parking there. That's for families only. You're expecting mothers. And we're like, get in the car. Go. Start the car.
Start the car.
Yeah. And then we laughed hysterically about it because we were like, whatever.
Like, you know. Did that just happen?
Like,
somebody's sensitive about the parking that he can't park in either. He's right.
And it was a dude.
He's right. He's pissed like, because you guys had the balls to park there and you wanted to park there.
Yeah, exactly. He was just mad.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, they got my spot this time. Came from the IKEA meatballs. Swedish meatballs.
Yeah. You left. You almost
$3.99. No, I don't know. I don't know the price. But
cheap. You know, you can actually. They have beer and wine in there too now.
What?
James and I went on a hot
wine
date.
Wine and dine.
Right? On a hot date to IKEA.
Nice.
Without the kids, I don't know, like a few months ago. And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if you could get wine or beer here or whatever? And he's like, and I'm like, they do. Full circle. But no, we didn't. We didn't partake.
Wish granted.
Isn't that funny? Like, I'm going to take you on a real hot date. Tell Matthew. You know what? It's on me tonight.
It's on me. You want the mac and cheese? Or the fish?
Or both.
Oh, the Swedish meatballs, honey. You choose. I'll even get you a brisket with that.
A little giam dessert afterwards, yeah. Or however you say that. I don't know. Okay. Never, ever have I puked in a cab.
I feel like I probably almost have.
Well, you would know, because it costs money.
It does cost money. It
cost me $110.
Oh, God.
For cleaning the cab.
Yeah, I feel like I...
This is years ago.
I feel like I've been able to get them to pull over in time. Yeah. Close call.
Yeah.
It's been a close call.
Yeah. I'm not really enjoying this wine at all. I think it's actually really bad. Like, I don't even think I can...
I'm enjoying it because it's all we have.
I don't think it's worth it. You know what? I'm actually going to...
Oh, yeah, you should.
Yeah, that'll make a little sangria.
There you go.
Ashley taught me. My friend Ashley taught me this. A little cherry Coke and then red wine.
Yeah.
Pour them in sangria.
Or even, I've seen people... Regular Coke.
Yeah, well, it'll be better.
The first time, I was like, what are you doing that for? That's weird.
It works. But anyway, I've done it with you before, with crappy wine.
That was when I was very close-minded. I'm way more open to Coke and your wine now.
Well, you know, the Germans mix Coke and beer together and call it a dirty beer.
What's the poor man's margarita? Or the... Is it called poor man's margarita?
I don't know.
It's like Mountain Dew and tequila or something.
Oh, really? I guess that would work.
Or... I can't remember. I've never tried it.
I can see how that would pair.
I do enjoy some Mountain Dew from time to time.
Do the dew?
Do the dew.
Oh,
it's my turn.
Your turn.
Okay. Oh, never ever have I put a hole in a man's pair of shorts while passing by him with the service cart.
How did that happen? I'm not drinking for that because that's never happened to me.
Well,
but I...
It could. So be prepared. The little locks?
Oops. Yeah.
Yeah, just snagged right onto his cargo shorts and put a hole right through it.
Oh, no.
No joke. I was so embarrassed. I apologized 100 times. I'm like, what can I give you? What do you want out of this cart for free? I'm so sorry I damaged your clothing.
Why don't you just sew it? Sew it back together.
Right. I should have just went into my Rolly and pulled out my sewing kit.
James would have.
On the spot. Be like, can you take those off for me and let me fix you up.
Let me get you a blanket.
Cover up. No, so I gave him like a credit. That's what he wanted. Not a flying credit. He didn't want that. A credit. I don't know. Maybe WestJet wrote him a check to go buy new shorts. Like for $60 or something.
Maybe
he was a good sport. He wasn't like super mad. He just later he came back to use the bathroom. I was at the back that day, maybe, or maybe it was three, I don't know. And then he goes, I can't believe this happened. And I was like, me neither. Like, that has never happened to me ever. Like, this is crazy.
That's
right?
Like a one off for sure.
Yeah.
Well, years ago, bizarre. When we were new, like 12 years ago, my first rat eye. And doing a water service. I was like, not fully awake, obviously. But anyway, so I'm like pouring water over this guy's crotch who's in the aisle seat.
Oh,
he's sleeping, like fully sleeping. As I'm pouring the water into the cup, the water isn't staying in the cup. There was a hole in the cup. So as I'm pouring and not really realizing what's happening, the water is going on this man's crotch. So he wakes up thinking he peed his pants. He's like, he starts slapping his crotch. He's like panicked that he peed himself. And I was like, I'm so sorry. There's a hole in the cup. And you know, like your instinct is that you want to like clean up the water, right? But you're like, that's not appropriate.
That's not where you go.
Head in the crotch, I don't know. So that was very, at least that was just water, but.
Yes.
That's like a really bad way
but
to wake up.
When he was sleeping, when he was sleeping?
Yeah. He totally thought he'd beat his pants.
That's an extra service you're providing there.
You know, just going above and beyond.
Of course.
One foot at a time.
One crotch fill at a time.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
Never, ever have I swore on the PA system.
Oh. No.
I don't think I've told this story. Last year was like the last flight to Abbotsford, and we were just starting the safety demonstration. And Francois was three. Do you know Francois? I don't want to say his last name.
No, but anyway. I think so. Yeah.
So we pushed back. And then we just stopped, and it was, like, a really hard jolt, and Francois, like, literally goes flying into the cabin.
Oh.
And I was on the mic, and I was like, shit! Like, super enunciated. And then it was, like, silence after, like, I'm like, oh, crap. And then everybody just burst out laughing. It was hilarious. Yeah. Like, and then I tried to gain my composure, and I kept laughing, and it was, anyway. Oh. We get to Abbotsford, and people got off the airplane. I'm like, that was so funny. Like, I really needed that laugh today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome for me swearing on the PA.
Total accident.
Like, right?
Shit.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so it was wild. Like, right on my Facebook wall, they were like, shit. Just, like, randomly. You have one more? I only have one more.
Okay, well, I'm going to use the kind of, like, example that you sort of got me started earlier when I was having brain blockage. Never ever have I puked in the jump seat on my liner dock.
Did you?
Perhaps.
What?
Yes.
Nervous?
So nervous.
And the front or back jump seat?
Back.
Thankfully.
And I can tell you who was with later, and you'll be like, what? Anyway, and I literally was like, I don't feel well. I was like, are you going to be sick? I'm like, I think so.
Like that lady today?
And so we did the, like, reach around, grab the sick bag from the back row, pull it, give it to me, vomited in the jump seat on landing, and it was like, I hadn't ate much. And I was just, yeah, it was like a big day, right?
Yeah.
Super tired. I probably didn't sleep the night before. And then I did my thing, whatever. And then I was like, betcha that's never happened before, hey? And he's like, nope, you're my first.
You're like, you're welcome. Like,
sorry.
That's, I have puked on.
I felt so bad.
A table in front of a bunch of people before.
Oh, God.
When I was really nervous working at camp for the first time.
Really?
Just like, whoa! That was embarrassing. Puking in front of people is embarrassing. Mm. Like that lady, we had a lady today on the way here.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden she's like, hey, is it?
Like, clear the way! There was a man coming out of the bathroom, and I literally grabbed his shoulder and was like, get out, she's gonna vomit!
He was a big guy, too.
He was huge.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, and I shove him into the galley with me and Mark.
Yeah, captain.
Our captain. And there's three of us stuffed to the side. You're on the right. Another girl was waiting, and the girl bolted through. And yeah, that was...
Clear the way. Get a puker.
It's like, well, it's better than all everybody.
She would have gotten you, I think.
Oh, probably.
Like on the way by, like, he's like a spray of puke.
Oh.
I would have vomited, I think.
That's the other thing. I was like, I don't want her to vomit in front of everybody. And then it's like, oh, it's just like now it's just...
You vomit, Mark vomits, yeah, I vomit.
Everybody's on Vomitville. Like, no.
That's all in the front galley. Gross.
You're like, we can't even go out the front door.
Ding, ding. I'm sorry, Chris. You're going to be on your own.
For a while.
Yeah.
Oh, here's an actual funny, I think it's funny, vomit story. I'm lead at the front doing my service. Girl comes up. She's leaning, kind of tucked over at her waist a little bit. Younger girl, like probably maybe 19, 20, let's say. And I'm like, you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm just waiting for the bathroom. It's like, okay. So there was somebody in there. I go and I'm like, you know, at the wine, like getting wine or whatever I'm doing, and prepping food in the corner by the R2 door or R1 door. And I'm like, she goes into the bathroom, but when I turn around, all of a sudden there's like vomit everywhere. It wasn't so bad. It was kind of more like clear liquid. So it wasn't like, and it wasn't, you know, there was not a lot of odor to it. So I was like, okay. I was boggled. I'm like, where did that come from? I'm like, oh, okay, it was the girl, the leaner. Like, she's gone to the bathroom now. And I was like, oh my God. And a lady in the bulkhead was like, she's like, I saw her do that. I was like, well, clearly she did. I hope she's okay. So I think I knocked on the door. I was like, are you okay?
And here we go.
Okay, so I clean it up. I put like club soda. I just load it up with some cream soda to make it smell nice and sticky. Like, no. I'm gonna dump some cream soda all over the galley floor.
Club soda.
Club.
Oh, sparkling water.
Club.
Sparkling water.
Yeah, some sparkling water. So anyway, clean it up. She opens the door, and she looks at me, and before I could say anything...
No.
Before I could even say anything, she's like, I didn't do that.
I thought you were going to say she peed again.
No, no. She, like, bluntly admits that she did it by saying, I didn't do that. Yeah. Because it was all cleaned up. So there was no remnants. There was no remnants of the puke. Because I cleaned up frantically. Because I'm, like, in the middle of service. And my forward guests are, like, looking at this vomit. So I was like, ah! You know? And so I looked at her and I was like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, but I didn't do that. And I was like, do what? Like, yeah, but are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, oh my God.
That is so weird.
Right? And then when she left, getting off the aircraft, her head... I was like, bye, thanks for flying with us. And then her head was down. She wouldn't even look me in the eye. I think she was embarrassed. Super embarrassed.
I didn't do that.
But the fact that she, like, opens the door and looks at me and just says, yeah. I didn't do that. I'm like, there's nothing there to even admit
to. But you're welcome.
Yes. She could have said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, thank you for cleaning up my mess or whatever.
Kids these days.
Yeah, right? that one will always stay with me, I think. Because I was like, what?
You're right. You didn't. Right?
No, there's Did nothing you? To see here. It's vanished.
Kids
You're welcome.
Weird. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Okay. This is the story I'm going to tell. Well. Okay. I'm going to do my never ever have, but it's going to... Anyway. I told you I was going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
So... Never ever have I farted so loudly in the forward jump seat that I surprised myself.
Oh my God. Beside your friend? Beside
No.
By yourself.
So, you know, like flying
So clearly you did.
Yeah, this is last week. This is last week. So I'm sitting in the jump seat by myself. No one's around in the galley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, flying... It wreaks havoc on your body. It's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
So, usually, you know, I get a little toot out. Doesn't really smell. It's just air, usually. Right? So, I'm, like, in the jump seat, and I'm, like, I'm just going to fart out. And it was so loud. I was,
oh
like...
Oh, my God.
I jumped. It was so loud. I, like, immediately look around. I'm, like, is anybody around here? And then I kind of laughed because it was funny, but I was like, that was so loud. It was like,
excuse him, why?
Yeah. It didn't smell, it just was like a lot of air. But it was really loud and potentially could have been a very embarrassing situation.
Yeah, it could have.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that, no.
Well, it
that
could happen. Happen. It could happen.
It could happen to me or you or somebody
else. I didn't do that.
Wasn't me.
Oh my god. Oh. So yeah, I texted James like in the jump seat, even though we were still flying. And I was like, immediately hit send when we landed, and then he never responded. I was like, how could you not respond to my text message? That was hilarious. I was busy. I'm like too busy to give an LOL or a laughing emoji.
You had no one to share with.
I was disappointed. I didn't tell my crew members. It was embarrassing. But now I'm telling everybody.
Now you're telling the world.
The 320 listeners that we have.
Hey, that's pretty good. It'll only grow from there.
Well, right? Let's see. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a few months, so.
Yeah. And
hopefully the momentum can regain itself.
And when was the first one? Was it?
November 11th.
Okay.
Remembrance Day, which is.
Oh, so it's only been 1 year.
1 year.
And you took a little break there for a bit.
A little break. So.
So keep listening out there.
Yeah, everybody, thanks for listening. We've reached our goal so far. We wanted to hit 300 from the last one we did, and we're at 320. So
yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So thanks for joining me in Orlando.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. This was fun.
It was.
I wasn't sure how it... I mean, it's not like we don't have any problems talking.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an issue.
But it seems daunting, sharing. Right? When it's...
Yeah.
Everybody could be listening.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, everybody's everyone. Listening. Everybody. Because I'm just like Caitlin Bristow. usually to end it with a high and a low from your week.
Okay.
Which I haven't even thought of either, but...
No, me neither. Well, whew, okay.
So what is today, Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday. We've been working since, it feels like forever. No, 2 days. Only 2 days.
No, right? Yesterday. Yeah, well, I guess 2 days.
Yeah, this is day two. Tomorrow's day three. So high and low.
Or maybe just like in general, a high and low of recent events.
Recent events. Whew. This is where I have problems, like, coming up.
Or we could just end with my cheesy joke that I told you today.
Oh. Yes. That was a cheesy joke, but it's cute.
Okay, how did the hipster burn his mouth?
I don't know. How did the hipster burn his mouth?
He ate the pizza before it was cool.
But I'm chum.
And that's where we're going to end it.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody.